Good morning. Good morning, my sweet little cherubs, my sweet little darlings. Happy New Year, officially. We are 2 days in. You have arrived. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. And isn't that just nice? I think so. I partied hardy New Year's Eve. It was actually one of the more mellow years I've had. As far as partying, it was funny because some of my guests kind of rotated in and out. So some people arrived and they were early birds and they left because their social batteries had been met and they needed to go back home, which was fine. And then I have a few younger people who come and they didn't show up until like 9:30 at night. And they stayed all the way through midnight and I drank. I had it in my mind to buy this stupid, like, I got coconut rum and blue curacao, and I ended up concocting this drink that at the beginning of the night I called Windex, but then I didn't want to get sued by Windex, so I was calling it window cleaner number 9. And then by the end of the night, I was like, look at this toilet bowl cleaner. And I ended up having champagne at midnight. It was a delicious cocktail, don't get me wrong, but it felt like college. It was just a wild concoction of fruit juices, and I was just adding stuff willy-nilly. I was going crazy, but it was quite tasty. And I drank a ton of water, but my chili turned out good. Everything went well. That's the bottom line. But I will say, I'm really happy it's all done. As much as I love partying and being with people, my social battery has depleted. With 2023, but we're refreshed. Yesterday was a lot of lounging, dog cuddling and snuggling, munching on nachos after making chili. I had made cookies. I buy so much food, anticipating like a full army worth of people, and that's just ridiculous. So I have so much food for the next couple of days. A ton of it's a junk food, but I did get some vegetables too. So, you know, we'll mix and mingle all the good things with the naughty things. Did you have a good New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, the first day of January? I can't believe it's already here. 2024. I like those numbers. 2024. It's just good numbers. So I'm hopeful. You know, the end of 2023 threw me a whole bunch of wrenches. So we're hoping to ease and just like really lubricate this year and just slide right in, right? We're going to make it nice and easy. I have a ton of things rattling around in my head for you, just like a lot of things and possibly some, I'm working on a lot of projects and I'm excited to be recording. I'm excited Christmas week and New Year's week are done and hopefully I can get back into a nice rhythm and cadence and we can all start this beautiful year fresh and healthy and happy. Hopefully you're healthy. I am, knock on wood, escaped all the sick people. I was sick so much before Christmas that I was like, please don't let me get sick right afterwards. So I'm getting lots of good rest, lots of good water, lots of good vitamins. That was vitamins. I was getting fancy. Today is National Cream Puff Day. That sounds delicious. National Erica Day, if any of you are Erica. 55 mile per hour speed limit. Thanks, no thanks. National Buffet Day. My goodness, so many things. But this one right here, this is my favorite thing to celebrate, January 2nd, and it resonates within my very soul, and I bet it does for you too. It is World Introvert Day. You hear that? World Introvert Day. And I've discussed this a few times with so many of you about like ambivert, being a little bit introverted and extroverted, or being extroverted. We were talking about personality types in the Discord server the other day. And I found it interesting when I took the test that I got, like, I forget my letters, but my first one was E, but it was like 51%. And the truth of it is that the test isn't necessarily completely 100% accurate all the time. The truth is that I am deeply introverted in that my social battery depletes and I need to disappear from humankind for a little bit. And so I'll go and I don't even care if it's just like laying on a bed with a blanket over my face, staring into the nether. I need time sometimes to myself completely. The dog is okay. He's allowed in my no people time. But for me, I know that to recharge my batteries, I need to take time to myself, not interact with anybody online or in real life, and really just sort of breathe. And that feels so good. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath for me. Just in with the good, out with the bad. One more. We're going to go deep. We're going to go hold it. In with the good, 2, 3, 4, and when you do that, just let your shoulders relax. Out with the bad, breathe normal. Just take a moment to appreciate a few good deep breaths. It feels good. It like gives me chills and it spreads this warmth from my chest to my shoulders, and I can feel every part of me just relaxing. I'm not trying to hypnotize you right now, I promise. But if it did sort of give you hypno-y vibes, I apologize. But in with the good, out with the bad. We're going to, if 2023 wasn't your best year, let's push to make 2024 a better one. If you had a great year last year, let's just continue that trend, shall we? Let's make it good. If you're an introvert like me, take some time to yourself today. Do something stupid for you that's quiet and alone and or loud and alone, you know, whatever you do by yourself. Yeah. I just thought of the dirty things I like to do by myself. I'm gonna take some time to myself today and take care of me. And I recommend you do the same. And for all you extroverts out there, go look at people and talk to them and recharge your battery, however you do it. I don't fully understand, which is half joke because I really love people, but I've seen enough of them this week. So I'm gonna go bury my head in the sand today and just enjoy the peace of my house being empty. All my guests left yesterday, so that was nice. So today is a peaceful day. Today is the true recuperation day. Everybody was a riot on the Discord server. I'm glad everybody seemed to be having a good time. So hopefully you did too. I found this stupid website. We were joking on Discord about funny, stupid horoscopes. So I found this one. It's for Capricorns because it is your season, Capricorns. I did not write these. This is on a website. It might be mean. I haven't proofread it. We're just going to go with it. And if it's awful, we'll critique it together. Okay. So for Capricorn, let's see. Your Capricorn horoscope is a daily reminder of how wonderful you are, but also, we hope, capable of cheering you up when you're a bit down. Oh, that's nice. This website is laughson.com/Capricorn. The lights are on. Nobody's home, and it's time to download some porn off the internet. Everything will go wrong today, including this horoscope. Well, at least they're honest. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, the blow caused by the venereal disease you are about to become infected with will be somewhat softened. Okay. All right. So what we're going to take from this is the criticisms. What we're going to take from this Capricorn horoscope that I just read is protect yourself today. If you go out and have some crazy sex, wrap it up. Okay? Do not catch this venereal disease your horoscope is warning you of. I don't know who writes these, but I will try and incorporate a few horoscopes as I do, because I think I really enjoyed the shitty ones from the 70s that I read last year, but we ran out of those. So we'll try this site. We'll see if they do some funny ones. I enjoy it. I hope you do too. It's also Swiss Cheese Day. Do with that what you will. All right. All right. Happy New Year. Welcome to January. Let's make some good fucking smut this year, shall we? I'm going to come up with a survey soon about some like hard hitting topics. What do we want to hear? Do we want more sissification? Do we want more gender transformation? That goes for boys, girls, they, them, anyone in between. Do we want some really insidious stuff, some naughty stuff? Like, my gears are shifting. I have plans to manipulate those minds, to dive deeper. Maybe we'll work on a series this year. Anyway, I'm getting excited because it's the beginning of the year and I do this every year. So don't be too hard on yourself if you make... Oh, did you make any resolutions? I don't have a particular resolution other than do better than I did last year and keep working really hard. That was my resolution, is just make more product, work harder. I write a lot, but I feel like I need to write more. And... yeah, that's basically it. Those are my pseudo resolutions. Do you have any? Do you have a good one you want to share that I could like piggyback on? All right, that is all. More later. I'm so glad you're here with me. Welcome to January. Love you. Bye.